Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity as we continue to worship you, to hear from you. Lord, that your Spirit would speak to our hearts and our minds. And Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart would be pleasing to you, my rock and my Savior. Amen. So the question this morning was, have you ever been lost? I have been lost. It was a warm summer day and Mom and Dad had dropped us off at some family friends in another state for a couple of days. I was about 10 years old at the time. And one afternoon we went to a local high school not far away from the house to go swimming. And I remember two things about that day. The first thing was climbing up a ladder to their 10 meter diving board. 10-meter diving board. It was so high that you wouldn't even need to breathe until you got close to the water. Because the first time I jumped off, and then by the time I got down into the water, I'm like, I think I need air. And they go deeper because you're jumping from higher. It was a thrill breathing on the way down. But the second thing I remember was walking home and getting lost. Somehow I'd gotten separated from Dave and Becky Griffin and my siblings on the way back, and I found myself confused and alone. I didn't know where to go because I didn't know where I was. I really didn't know how much time passed by. It might have been a half an hour, 45 minutes, maybe even an hour. But finally I saw someone in their garage and asked them for help, and they were able to get me back to the place we were staying, because they knew where they were and they knew how to get me home. You know, we all get lost sometimes. Sometimes it's a physical location, it's an emotional event, or it's a spiritual distancing from God. We get lost. We're confused and we're misplaced. And because we don't know where we are, we don't know how to get back again. Now, Jesus was one of those people who not only can tell us where we are at any moment of our lives, but he can also tell us how to get to where we need to be. Why? Because Jesus knows the condition of all people's hearts. He knows where they are, so he knows how to get them to where they need to be. You see, Jesus was no ordinary man. Not at all. And not simply because of the miracles he performed, which were simply amazing and demonstrated the power of God he had inside him, but also because how he was able to speak into people's lives in simple yet powerful ways, ways which were easy enough to understand, to help people to know where they were with God and to know how they could get closer to God. You see, Jesus uses parables, which are spiritual stories with a central truth. And one such parable was about the seeds and the soil. The disciples had a problem understanding this parable, so they asked Jesus to explain it to them. And Jesus said, the seed is the word of God. So in essence, Jesus is speaking about the Word of God, the very powerful Word of God being sown into various types of soil, which represents the fertileness of our hearts and our minds. The seed or the Word of God is first sown into hard-packed soil, you know, like soil trampled over time. It represents the hardness of heart or the hardness of our mind towards spiritual things. And Jesus states that people who hear the word in this state hear the word, but then the devil comes and takes it away from their hearts so that they will not believe, so that they will not have faith in Jesus Christ. Some of us gathered here this morning have experienced this in our own life, where the word was sown into our hard hearts such that for a time, we refused to believe in Jesus. You see, this is the most dangerous place to be. And we all know people who are still in this state, still in this soil. And it's the worst place to be because we're talking about eternity. If you or people you know are at a place where you're uncertain about your salvation, then get to a place where the word can be received into your heart to soften your heart or help them to soften their heart toward God. The next soil is the rocky soil, which will accept the word of God, but it is shallow. So the word is received with joy, but has no root. There's no depth with God. People believe for a while, but after a time of testing, they fall away. Jesus tells us he did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life away. This should be our perspective as Christians, to serve others. Yet that's hard in a culture where customer service can make or break companies. You know, the customer is the first priority and the customer is always right. So as consumers, we demand it our way or else. Yet the Bible is clear. We are to follow Jesus, even when it is hard. Being a Christian is the opposite of being a consumer. And we're told by the world today that you are a consumer. The seed that falls into thorny soil are for those who hear the word of God, but what is heard is choked out by life's worries and concerns. It's choked out by life's riches and pleasure. I don't have time with God on a daily basis because I have no time available. I'm running from sunup to sundown. Yet if anything is important enough, you do find time for it, don't you? So why can't we carve out a few minutes for God? Why? And then there's the fourth soil. It's the good soil. It is where the seed, the word of God, falls on a soft and pliable heart and mind. People here receive the word of God and retain it. And by persevering, by sticking it out, even when it's hard, even when life is difficult, we continue to follow Jesus. And this seed produces a life of joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Even when the grind of life can make you feel small or unacceptable by others, you still have that joy. So my question is then, what kind of soil does your heart represent right now? Is it a hard soil, or is it a rocky soil, or maybe it's a thorny soil, or is it the good soil? You see, it's important to know this. Because if you want to know where you are, or if you want to know where to go, you need to know where you are right now. And if you want to help others get to where they need to be, you need to know where they're at with God. If it's a hard soil, consult God to soften their heart and mind and be faithful to gently sow seeds of love and truth about God and eternity. If it's a rocky soil, they need to chew on God's word more regularly. So when difficulty arises, they'll stay with God or you'll stay with God. If God speaks to you while reading the Bible or hearing service through music, then write it down. Then take some time each day to think on it and ask God how you can understand his word more deeply. Or if it's thorny soil, maybe you or they need to make more room in their lives and stop worrying, as God says, it will not add a single day to your life. Or cast your cares upon Jesus and stop chasing after money and the pleasures of this world. It's in this type of soil you need to consciously make room in your life for God by getting rid of something else. For instance, while listening to the radio in your car, instead of talk shows or, or other music, turn to the Christian station on 89.7 Smile FM and sing to God or worship God. Join a group of people who are seeking to know God by spending just an hour or so a week in discussion about God's Word. Don't wait until you feel like it. Just go and be a part of a group. Be with others who know God and talk about God. And it'll make a real impact in your life. You guys have all seen a magnifying glass, have you not? It's a piece of glass, a lens that helps to magnify whatever you're looking at. It helps you to see things that are hard to see. It brings something into clarity for you. I believe this parable of the seeds and soil and seeds, is like a lens in that when you use it to look at other parables or incidences with Jesus in the Bible, you're better able to see the condition of people's lives because of this parable, which is then used as these parables are then used as a reflection of our own lives and the lives of those around us. Jesus told simple stories where one can easily identify where we fall into the story and allow us to know where we are with God at that moment, so we know where we need to go to get tighter with God. Again, here are the four soils. The hard, the rocky, the thorny, and the good. It's like a magnifying glass. For instance, when Jesus spoke about the prodigal son in Luke 15, the young son took his inheritance early and spent it on wild living. What kind of soil did he have? I want to hear you say it. Hard? It could be hard, but it was rocky. Rocky is the... No, it was thorny. You're right. He was choked out. He was looking for the pleasures in life, and eventually he realized his problem and made his soil what? Good. Which allowed him to get right with his father. His brother, though, was angry that his father should take him back after taking his inheritance. And his soil at that moment was what? Hard. See how this parable can be used as a lens. In the parable of the lost sheep, where Jesus was speaking to the spiritual leaders of his day, who had what kind of soil? Hard. This caused them to refuse to seek people who were far from God. God's sheep who were lost with various other soil conditions. Jesus spoke to those with hard hearts or hard soil who, although they knew the word, misused it. Their hearts needed to be softened so that they would hear the word and receive it, and then go and search for people who were lost and far from God. See, when you read the word of God in light of this parable of the seed and soils, you will know where these people are at that time and where they need to go so that their heart is right with God. It's the proverbial husband and wife on a car trip and they're lost, and one turns to the other and says, "We're lost." And the other replies back, "No, we're not lost." Let's face it, at any one point in time in our lives, we can find ourselves lost from God. And this parable of the seeds and soil shows us that there are different levels or different places of being lost on our journey with God. And when we recognize that, then we can figure out what it is we need to do to get ourselves back in right relationship with God. Imagine when we're real about where we're at in our own lives with God, our real spiritual condition. Then we can be real about where it is we need to go. Then we could seek to improve the level of our soil. We could add fertilizer, add God's word to improve our soil. In doing so, we could receive God's word with joy and allow it to produce much spiritual fruit in our lives and in the lives of others. You see, by knowing where you are, it allows us to plot a course on where we need to go. And understand, our soil can change in an instant. When Peter wanted to walk on water to Jesus, who is already walking on water, in that moment, Peter had soft soil, a heart that trusted and believed in Jesus. And as Jesus got him out of the boat, he walked on water. But once out of the boat, actually walking on water, in an instant, Peter's heart got thorny, and the worries of what could happen in that moment caused him to take his eyes off Jesus. And he began to sink in the sea. Of course, Jesus helped him get back in the boat because Jesus came to serve. And friends, it's not bad to experience moments like these, and because it lets you know where you're at with God and the area you need to work on to get better. I mean, I can look at my heart at any moment and I know when it is hardening, when it is softening, when it is growing shallow with rocks in my life or filling up with thorns. And when I recognize it, I need to choose to deal with it and to get out a hoe and turn my heart over some or remove some of the rocks or deepen my heart or remove these thorns and make room for God. You see, when I was lost, I needed someone else to help me as I walked around for some time. I might have even walked by the street or even the house itself because I did not know where to go. And I needed help. And there was no shame in asking for help because in doing so, I was able to get back home. Imagine my joy when I saw my family and friends. The relief I felt in being home again. If we say we're God's, if we say we follow a powerful and loving Jesus, I would want to know it's okay to ask for help from time to time. When I'm not sure where I am with God, so I can then make a soil correction and get back on track with God. Imagine the joy of being with Jesus and knowing you're following Him in your life instead of maintaining a status quo or doing it on your own way. Imagine the relief in being right with God. How is your soil this morning? And what do you need to get your heart right with God? Let us pray. Jesus, you go on to say that no one lights a lamp and hides it in clay jars or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come can see the light. We know that you want us to shine for you. And the best way to shine is with a heart that is pliable, shapeable, a heart that listens and obeys. It is our heart that we offer to you. You also remind us to consider carefully how we listen, that whoever has will be given more, and whoever does not have, even what they think they have will be taken from them. Lord, this morning we choose to be yours. We choose you to be the shaper of our hearts, for we want you to give us more, that your name will shine in our lives and be proclaimed in our lives and in our communities. We choose life, Lord. We choose you. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,